This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district in Kerala today. Mr. Modi is expected to reach the Kannur airport around 11 this morning and will proceed to Wayanad on an IAF helicopter. The Prime Minister will conduct an aerial survey of the affected areas devastated by the massive landslide that took place on 30th of last month. Mr. Modi is expected to visit a Bailey Bridge constructed by the Army in the disaster zone, besides a relief camp and a local hospital. He will interact with the victims and the survivors of the disaster. The Prime Minister will also chair a review meeting where a detailed briefing will be made about the disaster, the ongoing search operations and the rescue efforts. He will return to Kannur by evening before departing for New Delhi. The Union Cabinet has approved Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0 scheme. The Cabinet also gave its nod to the implementation of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen during financial year 2024-25 to 2028-29. Briefing media last night, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that 3 crore new houses will be constructed under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. Mr. Vaishnav said, out of them, 2 crore houses will be built in rural areas, while 1 crore will be constructed in urban areas. He said the budgetary provision on the scheme will be of 3,60,000 crore rupees. Under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban 2.0, financial assistance will be provided to 1 crore urban, poor and middle-class families. Mr. Vaishnav said government assistance of 2.30 lakh crore rupees will be provided under the scheme. Mr. Vaishnav said, Cabinet also approved the modified Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Yojana for providing financial support to advanced biofuel projects using lignocellulosic biomass and other renewable feedstock. The Information and Broadcasting Minister said that a detailed discussion took place in the Union Cabinet yesterday with regard to the Supreme Court's observation on SC and SC reservation. He said, there is no provision for a creamy layer within SC and ST reservations. He said, NDA government is committed to follow the provisions of the constitution framed by Baba Saheb Ambedkar. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 8 projects of Ministry of Railways with a total estimate cost of 24,657 crore rupees. The projects cover 14 districts in 7 states. The states are Odisha, Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Bihar, Telangana and West Bengal. Aspirational districts and tribal areas will get a major push of development through these projects. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India's partnership with Maldives is based on its deep desire to work together for each other's welfare and interests. Addressing a press conference with his Maldivian counterpart Musa Zamir after their talks in Male, Dr. Jaishankar said the archipelagic state is one of the cornerstones of India's neighbourhood first policy. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he held productive discussions with his Maldivian counterpart. He said the agenda covered their engagement in development partnership, capacity building, bilateral and regional security, trade and digital cooperation. Special cell of Delhi police has arrested a terrorist, Rizwan Abdul Haji Ali, linked to banned outfit ISIS. According to the special cell, Rizwan had been absconding for over 1 year and carried a reward of 3 lakh rupees. The arrested terrorist was wanted by the National Investigation Agency in 2 cases registered in Mumbai and Delhi. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Aman Sehrawat produced a brilliant performance last night to clinch India's first wrestling medal. Sehrawat defeated Puerto Rico's Daria Toy Cruz, 13, in the men's freestyle 57-kilogram match to secure India's 6th medal at the ongoing Games. Today, India's last remaining contender at the Games, Ritika Hooda, will aim to add to the medal tally when she begins her campaign in the women's freestyle 76-kilogram event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.